It's an interesting thing. People, sometimes you'll see in recent news articles, you'll hear about the Nuba Mountains, and you'll see all these people in these caves, and some people sort of assume this is the cave people of Nuba. They're not. They live in villages. They are the oldest society on Earth, if you read the Bible. They've been living there a long time, and they're hiding in those caves because every single day, ant knobs are coming by and dropping bombs on them. And if they're not killing them, they're hurting them.
John Prendergast, you hold the government of Sudan, President Bashir, responsible. Any doubt in your mind that they're behind this?
Well, it's a pattern. It's the way they fight wars. We've seen a war between the government in Sudan and the southern part of Sudan, the southern third of Sudan, which went on for 20 years and cost 2.25 million lives. The way the government in Khartoum fought that war, and the way they fought the war in Darfur, and the way they're fighting the war now in Nuba Mountains, where we just came back from, has used the exact same tactics. It's attack the civilian population. It's the oldest strategy in the book, drain the water to catch the fish being the rebels, the water being the people. If you clear the people off the land, either killing them or displacing them, it's much easier to take the land and win a war.